Hello?
Hello, my name is Eliseo Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, sir.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
Republican, 100%.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you starting to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Vote.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Vote. 100% vote.
Would you please tell me your age?
49.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Latino.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Now, I would like to ask you for your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Donald Trump.
Good. Very good.
Thomas Kalafux.
No, I don't know.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
No, I don't know.
Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, yes. Good. Very good.
What would you say? Very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Yeah, favorable. Very good.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Darren Soto.
Who? Sullivan.
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Oh, yeah. No, man. I don't know about him. Nothing. I never heard about him. Nothing. For me, it's nothing in here, man.
Ron DeSantis.
Pretty good guy.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very, very.
Democrats in Congress.
No, man. No. How do you say? Favorable? No good. Pretty bad.
Somewhat or very.
Who?
Somewhat or very.
No. Very bad.
All right. Project 2025.
I don't know nothing about that.
Joe Biden.
Man, this is a poor guy. No good. Very bad.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, the worst one. The worst option that you find there, that's him.
Kamala Harris.
The worst.
Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay, strongly disapproval.
Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
A stronger disapproval.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican and Kamala Harris a Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Republican. Donald Trump.
If the election for United States were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Muckersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Rick Scott.
Okay. If the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalafuchs, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican, but I don't like Darren Soto. Darren Soto is the Democrat.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yeah, to support it.
Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Kalafuchs is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Kalafuchs will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Kalafuchs will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against the efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, I would like to ask you, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalafuchs, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican, 100%.
Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus on? Tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, promoting traditional values in school, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering inflation and gas prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering grocery prices, or ending the gun violence epidemic.
Which one on that? All right. I think it's safety for the citizens.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Citizens. Safety of citizens.
Would that be protecting Social Security and Medicare?
No, it's about safety. You know, the people are
crime
going
and
out.
Public safety, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that one.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue, sir?
I think it's about protecting our borders. But in Florida, maybe about, you know, maybe life cost, maybe something like that, I don't know.
Would you say securing our border?
Yes.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Califex is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending. Excessive stimulus packages and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. How convincing would this be? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or had no effect?
Very convincing.
Thomas Califex will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califex will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Okay, very convincing, yeah.
Thomas Califex will put an end to border crisis and filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policy.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, how convincing would this be?
I don't know. The conversation cut.
Thomas Califex will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open borders policies.
Very convincing.
Aaron Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
No good. No. Very bad name.
Would you say very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Baron Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Wow. No. I think it's, yeah, no, what is the last one that you say?
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect, yeah.
Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and legal entry. How convincing would this be? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califex, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican. Very convincing.
Now let me read some statements about candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate. Only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for taxes, for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
No effect.
No effect, okay, thank you. While Califex says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
Very convincing.
I'm sorry, you said very convincing?
Yes.
No, this is serious doubts or some doubts or no effect?
No doubts. No doubts.
So, no effect?
Yeah, no effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califux continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
No effect.
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Yeah, no effect.
Thomas Califux blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. No effect. I think so.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
No effect.
Thomas Califux stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
No, thank you.
Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, El Nuevo Día, cable news networks, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services?
Social media apps.
From which app or service would you say you get most of your news?
X.
Okay. What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
What is Spanish what? News. Ah, okay.
News source.
Yeah. Man, no, I don't remember, but there's a lot of them in the next. It's from maybe another countries like Colombia and Venezuela, and some of them they're still in here from Venezuela, but nothing else. I don't follow too much.
Guapa TV, La Prensa Orlando, Radio, Telemundo Orlando, Internet, Univision.
Telemundo Orlando. Yeah, Telemundo Orlando.
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you complete? You completed in school?
My last what?
The last grade or degree you completed in school?
Yeah, I complete bachelor.
Bachelor's, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do any children under age of 18 live in your home?
Yeah, just one.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Venezuela.
When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, or even mix or both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
80% Spanish.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Okay, bye.